This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Make sure to heavily consider yield potential before making replanting decisions. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Replanting is not a desirable thought to be having, but crop scouting can help make sure that you're only replanting the areas that need it. Pioneer agronomist Carl Jorn said it's very rare for an entire field to have the same crop stand issues.
And so that makes it challenging for growers to make that decision. Oftentimes it's emotional because you've already done the hard work of getting the crop established, but it's variable. And so a good tool we have in our toolbox is the use of drone technology that gives us a way higher sampling rate than what we have when you just pull somebody out of the truck and ask them to run, you know, five sample points across the field. But if you are in a situation where you need to evaluate replant, strongly advise you to take as many sample points as you can so that you understand where are things the poorest. But then also, if you have good spots in the field, can we leave it?
Much of the highest yield potential is in that initial stand of the crop, so Jorn said it's important to try and keep that if possible.
Let's just take an example. If we were to pull the planter out of the shed here on, you know, the second week of June, the yield potential that we would have, this is based on research done at University of Illinois 30 years ago, it would suggest you could only make up about 67%, 68% of your yield potential from a full stand planted at a normal time of year. So if we're equating that back to what, a planting that took place in the first week of May, I'd probably have to see a stand less than 24,000 for me to consider taking a second pass of the planter through the cornfield.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.